Liz Stringer is an award-winning songwriter, musician and more, self-managed, maintaining a dedicated artistic practice which has spawned 7 full-length OG albums and countless recordings with side projects and collaborators. Liz is in the midst of a 17-date national tour, a tour that's hitting town this Saturday, 6th of December, happening at Mary's Underground, a tour that isn't just an opportunity for Stringer to showcase her most recent album, The Second High. This tour, the Two Survive Tour, is a campaign raising awareness about the housing crisis that is affecting the country and raising much-needed funds for Australia's most vulnerable. And I'm so happy to say that Liz Stringer joins us now in the 2SER studios. Hey, Liz, how are you going?
Hello, Danny. I'm very well. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, I understand the genesis of your most recent album, an album called The Second High, and some of the aims and objectives of the Two Survive Tour are somewhat intertwined.
Yeah, they are. I ended up writing a couple of songs, actually, on The Second High about a friend of mine who I met doing some fundraising for Wombat Housing Support Services, who are a homelessness organisation in Melbourne. And this amazing guy, Kevin, who works for Wombat, and I struck up a friendship, and he has a really sort of tumultuous and intense backstory, which involved him being homeless for many years and drug addicted, and then being able to sort of come out of that cycle. And now he works for Wombat, looking after youth in a similar position, as well as other sort of cohorts of clients. So he's an amazing man, and Wombat are an amazing organisation. And so that sort of spawned the idea of doing this tour.
So The Second High was the sort of new life, the new lease on life they were able to maintain by helping others who'd been through the same situation as they'd been through.
Well, I mean, The Second High, the song is kind of about... I wrote it because I'm always pushing on to the next thing. You know, I stopped drinking about almost a decade ago because I just couldn't do it in moderation. And I think that's true for a lot of things in my life. I just kind of go a bit hard at things and then I don't enjoy where I am. So that's what that song is about, like trying to – the second high is nothing like the first. You know, you can't keep chasing something because then you'll never arrive. You know? Yeah.
Is that what your music is like as well? Have you had to force yourself to settle down a bit with that and enjoy it in the moment and not always be looking through to forward to the next thing?
Well, yeah, I think because it's really easy to just be pushing all the time and, like, you know, the bar always raises and you're always trying to get to the next thing. And, yeah, I think absolutely. I think you can get lost in that and just not enjoy where you are currently and the shows that you're playing and the audience that you have and all that stuff. It can just be about more and yeah, you lose the thread of the enjoyment of it easily, yes.
But obviously you've got a lot of aims and objectives. The focus is tight for this one. So you're not just working with Wombat there. Mm. You're linking up with different charities are in the towns of everywhere you're going on the tour. And in Sydney, you're working with an organisation called Will to Live, who provides support to marginalised and disenfranchised members of the community.
Yeah. So all of these charities are all working on the front line of homelessness in some kind of capacity. And they're all, what they have in common is that they're mostly grassroots. Some are partially funded by the government. Many are really volunteer-driven and all working to alleviate some of the stress caused by the government caused housing crisis.
Yeah.
And so Will to Live is founded by this amazing guy called Will, who I think in 2012 or 2013, he found himself in a really sort of down-and-out position, and he just thought, I need to do something with my life and I need to do something positive. So he just started making sandwiches at his house. He was living in his mum's garage. He made sandwiches and would take them out into Sydney CBD and hand them out to people who were sleeping rough. And then that has now progressed into he goes out several nights a week and does the same thing. He also, they take clothes out there. They have events. It's like, so he's turned this into a fully functioning charity, which again is an amazing story of, you know, the sort of human resilience of taking a situation that was pretty shitty and turning it into something that is not only really fulfilling for him but really, really helps many people in Sydney. So that's who we're partnering with, and I'm actually going out with them tonight to meet some of his people he cares for and, you know, see how it all works when they do the food nights in the
city. That's really amazing that you're doing that, and obviously a time of year when that's so very needed.
It is, yeah. You know, I think, I mean, it's really important for me to to, because we've, you know, I've been working with a woman called Natasha who's been helping me with this aspect of the tour, and we want to, it's really important to me to meet these people in person and spend a bit of time with them and see what they're doing. Hmm. It hasn't been possible for because of the touring schedule. Sometimes I'm not anywhere for long enough to do that, but we're in Sydney a few days early so that we can, we went and met Will in person yesterday, which was amazing. And yeah, I mean, it's, this is an issue that's really close to my heart. And I, yeah, it's important to me to make sure I know exactly what's happening. Yeah.
So every date on the Two Survive Tour, people, punters getting tickets for that, the money for that will be going to a good cause, but you're also shining a light on that. You're a renowned storyteller. And I guess with a lot of this work, you're able to sort of use your art as a way to highlight the needs of others.
Yeah, totally. I've always, as a songwriter, my inspiration has always been other people. You know, I think people are fascinating, complex, resilient people, beings, sorry. And it's always been, everybody has a really important and interesting story. And so I've, in my career until now, really the majority of my songs are about other people rather than myself. You know, I'm sure like bits of me make their way in there, but
yeah.
Yeah, you know, I think it's really easy for me. I mean, I don't have a massive profile. I'm not a huge artist, but I do have a solid supporter base around the country, and I can reach a lot of people through what I'm doing. And my audiences are generally community minded and care about other people. And so it's just a way to introduce these audiences to sometimes very small, very under the radar charities that are working in their communities that they may not know about. And that spawned great conversations and people signing up to volunteer and, you know, beyond just raising funds, it's about A, highlighting the issues, which are, it's a social catastrophe, what's happening at the moment, but also celebrating the work of these little orgs and making sure that the communities are aware of what they're doing. Yeah.
Well, I'd suggest your profile, the audience that you have, because you've put a focus on not sort of being the most exposed artist in the world or anything like that, but you've used your art to sort of not only express yourself, but you're using it to assist other people. You've got sort of like a mentoring program, the creative consultancy, that's a big part of your work.
Yeah, that's another sort of wing. That's kind of a little side hustle, really, where I...
I love a side hustle.
Oh, no, it's very necessary in this
pursuit. You've got to have a side hustle if you don't have
You've
a side
have
hustle.
I've got several, unfortunately. I just offer kind of hourly sessions, either ongoing or one-off, for musicians at every point of their... either in their artistic life, creative life, or in their... in the sort of back end, the kind of management life, you know, which are two very separate issues. But because I have been managed and I'm self-managed now, so I have a kind of a grasp of everything that's going on there, unfortunately for me. And so, yeah, it's just a way to sort of, I think the old management model of an artist and manager is becoming a little bit more obsolete, and people are just looking for an hour's worth of advice about something, or a project being managed, rather than, you know, trying to hook up a manager for, you know, in perpetuity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is wonderful stuff. The Two Survive Tour, Liz Stringer on at Mary's Underground this Saturday, December the 6th. Not only is it going to be an awesome night of music, it's going to be one of those shows where the donations will be made to a wonderful organisation, Will to Live. All of the dates on this tour, just doing what they can for the world. Before I let you go, you're a storied collaborator. We love your work with like Dyson, Stringer, Chloe, which is the Avengers of local music. You've been playing with the Midnight Oil recently?
Yeah, before their last sort of couple of tours, I toured with them as a backing vocalist.
How was that?
Pretty incredible, yeah. My friend Leah Flanagan and I were the two backup singers. And
oh, really?
I played a little bit of acoustic guitar with them. It was incredible.
How good's Midnight Oil if they get you and Leah Flanagan as backup vocalists?
I mean, how good is Midnight Oil?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
It's the best rock and roll band in the world as far as I'm concerned. So, yeah, that was a massive experience around the world, and, yeah, it was cool.
What else have you got coming up? We've been loving the latest album, The Second High.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, so I'm going to be sticking around in Australia for another few months. I've got some shows sort of early next year and some other recording that I'm doing, and then hopefully I'll go back to the UK where I'm based now and hopefully be releasing some new things in the next 12 months.
Well, you better send them our way because we love playing them.
Thank you. Thank you so much to SER, everyone. You guys are absolute legends.
Thank you so much for everything that you do. You're not only a wonderful artist, a wonderful person, but you're doing great stuff for the community as part of your work.
Well, it's there's a lot to be done, isn't there?
I'm just
doing what I can. And there are, you know, if this tour has taught me anything, it's that these people, these little organisations are really the heroes of our society. They really are. And they're patching up this awful calamity that's just caused by years and years of political inaction. And, you know, I have so much deep respect for them.
Long may your side hustles benefit society. Liz Stringer, here's the title track from your most recent album, The Second Eye. Thanks for joining us on 2SER Breakfast.
Thanks, Danny.